Rich the Interlude, I think this is Kodak. I think Kodak says, yo, I learned entrapping in the business. Smart people make horrible decisions, you know. Rich nigga getting my dick sucked after the show. I ain't never lied. We were poor. A bunch of lost souls in survival mode. It wasn't no... Yo, I'm glad he put Kodak on this because Kodak's a poet, bro. I'm telling you. I really think so.
Well, he's the Big Step on the album.
Oh.
He's the hood nigga and Kendrick is the morality nigga. He's speaking about morality.
Is that really what
I like that. I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Oh, you figured out like quick. That. That's cool.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't gonna lie, we were poor, a bunch of lost souls in survival mode. It was no way for us unless we found our own. Running in stores, kicking in doors, nigga, give me my glory. Nigga, play with me, he ain't gonna live to tell a story. You know what type of shit we glorify? Everybody gang gang. Most of the people you grew up with, man, in a chain gang, in a box, getting pink. Nigga, shitting where you sleep, nigga, shitting where you eat. Who'd have ever knew I would ever become fucking Kodak? Yeah, rap money good, but I'm still pumping gas through the hood. Dropping off plates to the fam like Thanksgiving. Got the baby sniper standing on that Merc business. Yeah, sliding for yak. They're ready for whatever. And I always knew everything would get better. And for the show, got greater later. And the game came from the elders like hand-me-downs. Me and my brothers will hear me now. Now I'm giving back to the... giving the game back to the old heads, and I respect, and respect come first, you know, can't be better than the OGs, you gotta get it somewhere, gotta come from something, gotta come from nothing, we ain't seen this coming, we got more than a blessing, what you doing with Kendrick, what you doing with a legend, so what they call you, when it's all said and done, we ain't leaving empty handed, that's on gang, that's on Ma Dukes, poorer than a bitch, but she fall through, making ends meet, daddy dead beat, had to steal a meal or you can't eat, you know? Poverty, real cost, food babies. Now look at this shit. We own property.
Bro, Kodak is the...
Hey, Chad, I told you before this album come out, man. One thing about this nigga Kendrick, and this is where his pocket is. This is why, you know, everybody does what they do great. Kanye, when it comes to, you know, bringing music to a different realm, And broadening what even hip hop is, he does that nobody could compete with him. I think Drake has his own pocket, but what Kendrick's pocket is, some of these topics that he's touching on, I think he's able to touch and resonate with the minds of people. And he's the only person whose words I believe could lead a renaissance in some type of way, whether it's people. Whether it's even men kind of acknowledging trauma, right? Whether it's, you know, people rethinking cancel culture to a certain extent. I'm not saying it's going to work, whatever, but I think that's where his music is lives at. And he could do those things. If Drake says something about cancel culture, nobody gives a fuck about what Drake says. Now, if Drake says something about some bad bitch in a club, we just got to be honest. Like, everybody got their own pocket. Holy.
Man, gotta listen to this shit like four more times, man.
I'ma listen to it, man. I'ma listen to it. Yo, chat.
Chat, oh man, right now. I love it.
Yo, I'ma just keep bumping this. Boom, what you got coming up? I know, yo. When's your shows, bro?
Man,